92.3 WTTS. On demand.
Paul Mendenhall with John Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls with a show tonight at the Old National Center Murat. And John, the other day I caught this audio clip on ABC, and I wanted you to kind of expand on this for me, if you would.
We're not a pop band in the 21st century definition. We're not an indie hipster band from Brooklyn. There is a huge population in this country that falls in between those two categories. So here it is, something for the rest of us.
I mean, we're just a straight out kind of rock band, you know, and I think that there's a huge number of people that don't feel like they belong in either of those categories. So we just, you know, this is for everybody else. This is for, you know, I want to write songs for real people that get up and go to work every day. And, you know, on this album, I tried to look outward more than inward. You know, my life is pretty amazing, and you know, I got a great girlfriend and things are going really well, and you know, and then I just started looking around and seeing a lot of people with a lot of stories about, you know, the Great Recession and sort of taking a toll on their lives, and I sort of wanted to speak to those the more emotional parts of those issues.
Yeah, your personal life, I think, is relatively shielded from us, because let's face it, Johnny, you're kind of, I hate to say heartthrob, but I mean, like, a lot of women think you're all right. So you mentioned you had a girlfriend. Has this been going on for a while?
Yeah, we've been together 6 years.
Wow. Being on the road and stuff, how do you keep a relationship together? Is that hard?
A lot of calling and texting. Every day you talk, and, you know, you send text messages, and, you know, my girlfriend is obsessed with the Twilight sort of movies, so every time I see some horrible piece of Twilight merchandise, I buy it for her and send it home to her. Will you stop sending me this crap? I don't want it.
You know, we've always wondered, and I'm sure you've had to answer this to get back to the band here for just a second, a number of times, but the name Goo Goo Dolls, we've had people theorize some sort of a Southern candy or something, goo goo something.
Buster. I've had many of those thrown at my head while I was playing.
I never thought of that.
It was just a stupid name. It's a little toy in the back of, you know, we found it in the back of a magazine. It was just, you know, we were just kidding around. We were like young kids. We never expected anything to really happen.
Was there a time in your life, and I base this on a story that I heard, that you did suffer a writer's block and then overcome that?
Yeah. I think it was more like one of those things where it was like a writer's block, but it was also, you know, just, it was really just a lot of, you know, fear of continuing. You know, the thing that I learned about when you have a quote unquote block is that you just keep writing and writing and writing, and you get comfortable with the fact that you're going to write a lot of material that isn't very good. And then eventually something good comes along.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about home. Is that of a personal significance to you?
You know, I'm gone a lot, you know, and sometimes you can feel really disconnected from what's going on. I mean, you know, people ask me, like, you know, what does home mean to you? It's like, you know, home is where they care whether you live or die, you know, and you know, home is the place where you walk in the door and somebody smiles at you and they're glad to see you.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.